Shetoyin matan damim v'emru l'gabi mizbeach. A regular korban pesach has a zrikas damim, has a murim on the mizbeach. So maybe regular korban pesach we should learn out from a korban shlamim that it could come from moyis ma'ase sheni. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Elazar and says you cannot learn out pesach doros from pesach mitzrayim. On this omaloy, Rabbi Elazar answers back and says no. The pasuk says the yavadatoyas avoid azois. Ba'chodesh hazeh, that this is the avoid of the korban pesach that should be done ba'chodesh hazeh. That we darshan shiyu kol avoidus shechodesh hazeh kazeh. All the korban pesach that are going to be brought l'doros in the future, so you'll have the same malacha like this korban pesach here. So just like the korban pesach of Mitzrayim, there was not brought from moyis ma'ase sheni only from chulin. This is Rabbi Elazar's limud. Who are then all Pesach Lederis have the same halacha, that they can only be brought from Chulin and not from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Isov Alo, the Eindon and Efshe Mishi Efshe. Rabbi Akiva holds that you cannot learn out Efshe from an Efshe. If so, Lekid Bimilsa. But let him just remain with his first question on Rabbi Elazar. Why does he have to have another kasha on Rabbi Elazar to say that Pesach Mitzrayim was different, it was no Mizbeach? What is in the kasha for? Let Rabbi Akiva remain with his first question. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Ihoda Bey, Rabbi Akiva was chazed himself, and now he holds, yes, you could learn out an Efsha from an Efsha, and that is, if so, Fahai de Legum and Pesach Mitzrayim. How come Rabbi Akiva then argues really on Rabbi Elazar and says you cannot learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim? Mishum haipirchu, because of this pircha, that Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach, it's not the Mekor Mishlomim. So therefore Pesach Mitzrayim cannot come from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. Samar says no. Ha Pesach Midbar Yachiach. Listen, the Korban Pesach Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, there also there was no Ma'ase Sheni, they were not in Eretz Yisrael yet, and there they had a Mizbeach, so they had the Mishkan, so there was a Zrikas Adam. So maybe the next Pesach that was brought in Midbar, since it's Toyin, Matan Dam, and Emurim, maybe it could be brought for Ma'ase Sheni. And since L'Ma'ase was not, Enach Namud, because it was the Efsha, since it did not have any Ma'ase Sheni, but if you tell me now, Rabbi Akiva, you could learn out Efsha, Mishri Efsha, so then what's his question? What's Rabbi Akiva's question on Rabbi Elazar? So more explains like this. This is the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you really that Lidvor of Rabbi Elazar Komar, Rabbi Akiva is speaking back to Rabbi Elazar and saying like this. Lididi to me, Enechnami. Ein don en Efshe Mishi Efshe. Rabbi Akiva himself holds Enechnami. Cannot learn out a Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. Mainly because the Pesach Mitzrayim was not possible to have it done any other way. So that's why it was brought Menachulun. But maybe when they're in Eretz Yisrael and they have Ma'ase Sheni, maybe it could be brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. That's the main reason why Rabbi Akiva does not learn out like Rabbi Elazar. But he says, but l'didoch, Rabbi Akiva means to say, according to you, Rabbi Elazar, the Amrit that you say you hold, don an Efsha, Mishi Efsha, yes, you could learn out Efsha. From an Efsha, if so, still I have a question on you. That Ma'al, the Pesach Mitzrayim, you know what the Pesach Mitzrayim. They were not brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni, Shekein Eina Toyin Matan Domim, V'emur Magabi Mizbeach, because at that time there was no Mizbeach yet, there was no Mitzvah Zrikas Adam of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and there was no Mitzvah of burning the Emurim. So that's why it was not brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni, because that Korban was not Domit or Korban Shlomim. But Tiyama B'Pesach Deris, Ma'ashenken by Pesach in the future, Shetoyin Matan Domim, after they have the Mizbeach, that you have to have a Zrikas Damim. Domin, and the Emurim Magabi Mizbeach, there is a mitzvah to burn the Emurim and the Mizbeach. So then maybe it could be brought for Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. That's Rabbi Akiva's kasha for Rabbi Elazar. Lididoch, according to your time, still have a kasha on you. And on this, the Yomalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar comes back and says, no, the Yavarato, that is the posuk of Yavarato, Zavoy, Dazois, Vachodesh, Azir, that comes to teach us that all the Karbonos of Korban Pesach all have the same aloch of Pesach Mitzrayim. But just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, it was only brought Menachulin, who adin Pesach Deris also is only brought Menachulin. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Elazar, Leimelei Pesach Midbo Yechiach. Like, why didn't Rabbi Elazar answer back to Rabbi Akiva and say, listen, You're asking me a question that maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different. Maybe it was different. There was no Mizbeach. But I'll bring you proof from the Pesach that was brought in the Midbar that there was a Mizbeach, and it also did not come from Ma'aseh Sheni. So that's where I'm learning it out from. So Gemara says back, Enochnami, Reb Lezer could have said that, but Reb Lezer meant to say back to Reb Akiva, and he meant to say, L'dvorot Reb Akiva Karmalei. Reb Lezer meant to answer back to Reb Akiva according to you, Reb Akiva. And he meant to say like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Reb Lezer, Don an Efsha Mishi Efsha. I learn out Efsha from Mishi Efsha. So therefore, O Mishamahai Pircha, Pesach Midba Yachiach. That's that you're asking me a new question, and maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different, because it's not Daimon to Korban Shlomim, since there was no Mizbeach and no Matan Domin, and the Chanami. But I'm learning it out from Pesach Midbar. The Pesach that was brought in the Midbar, then they did have a Mizbeach. And that Pesach was only brought from Chulin, because at that time there was no Ma'aseh Sheni. So, and the Chanami, that's the way I learn out. Therefore, according to me, your question is not a question at all. But Rabbi Lezer meant to answer back, Lebidoch. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yamrat that your Svar is, you hold, ain't done an Efsha Mishi Efsha. You hold, you can't learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. So you cannot learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. On that, Rabbi Lezer answers back and says, no. The Pesach says clearly here, V'yavarato. As Avoy Dezos Pachodesh Azeh, meaning to say, we learn out all Korban Pesach from the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. Samora says, so, V'hashtanami Lifroch. Let him still ask the question. So Rashi is throwing the question is still back that Rabbi Akiva should have asked, still a Takasha. Rabbi Akiva holds, you do not learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. You can't bring a proof from Pesach Duras or Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, the reason why it wasn't brought from Ma'aseh Sheni, because they didn't have any Ma'aseh Sheni. So let the Gemara ask now, let Rabbi Akiva stand about to Rabbi Lezer. This Pesach of Ivarata doesn't say clearly you learn out Pesach Duras and Pesach Mitzrayim to a thing that's not Efsha. Maybe it only learns out from things that are Efsha. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva holds, that you cannot learn out Efsha from Efsha, the Pesach doesn't stand out like that. But the more of a Hashanah Melifach, even after the Pesach, still we can ask the question. So when it says no, Omer Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, Zoy Semeres, and here it's a proof, that a Meshivan al Hekish, once you have a Hekish here, Vivarat as Avoid as Zoy, the Chodesh Azim, it's a Hekish to say that a Pesach Durus is done with the Pesach Mitzrayim, even though one is Efsha and one is a Yefsha, and it's a good Kasha, but the Klal is a Meshivan al Hekish. You're not allowed to ask the question on the Hekish. The Hekish is a limus, like a Zeras HaKosiv, that's the Lacha. Now the Gemara says, of a Tabitza Omar, Rashi says, a Tabitza means in the base of Medrash, where the Marabit Torah, they said like this. They ask a question like this still, on your Blezer. V'chidover alamed behekish, choyze malamed behekish. You're telling me now, Pesach itself, how do we know the Korban Pesach itself is only born in Achulim, from the Hekish of Yavarat HaSavoydes HaZoyz? So how can we learn out all other Kodshim from Pesach? By Kodshim we don't learn out Adav Alamim and Hekish and Chayzim Alamim and Hekish. So Gemara says no for Kloli Itma that Pesach Kulo Chodim Milsi. This Pesach of Yavarat HaSavoydes HaZoyz B'Chodesh HaZeh, it's not a Hekish that would be Makish Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach. Pesach Durva to Pesach Mitzrayim. The Pshat is the one Korban Pesach. That's one shame. It's a klal. It's one Korban Pesach. Therefore, we're learning out this is the din of a Korban Pesach. So it's not considered the Hekish. It's like this is the din of a Korban Pesach. But Mela can learn out all other Korbanos from a Korban Pesach that has to be brought only Minachulin and not from Mois, Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the Gemara is though, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that he argues on your blazer. And he holds you not done an Efsha, Mishi Efsha. If so, Pesach, the Ein Abu Ela Min Achulim Min Olei. How does Rabbi Akiva know the Pshat in our Mishnah? How does the Mishnah know to say that a Korban Pesach is not bought Min Meiser, only from Chulin? And our Mishnah says, learning out all of the Kodshim from Pesach. So Gemara says, Na'afka Lei Mehod Yom HaShmuel. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from the same place that Shmuel says. Mishum Reb Lez, name of Reb Leza. That the Pesach says in Vayikra, Zois ha-toyro lo'ilo v'la mincho v'la chatis u'l'oshim v'la miluyim u'l'zavach ha-shlomim. That is the Hekesh here of all these Korbanos together. What do we learn out from each one? Oilo. When the Pesach says the word Zois ha-toyro lo'ilo, ma oilo, just like a Korban oilo, tun and kli, you have to have a kli. We'll soon see which kli. Is afkol o kodshim toin and kli, you have to have a kli. Mai, what type of a kli are we talking about? What type of utensil? Ilan, if you want to tell me Mizruk, you have to have a cup to receive the dam, to make a Kabbalah's dam. It's not only by oil, it's also by Shalmi Tzibur also. Vayosem biyagonis, they put the dam into a basin. So it says they had a keli. El sakin, it means to teach us that you have to use for the shechita a knife, a sakin. You have to have a kli. So we ask the question, v'oila gufim, you know, how do we know that korban oila needs a kli? To have siv, because the pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, it says vayishlach Avraham es yodoi. Vayikach es hamachelos tishchir es benoi. So he took a machelos, a knife, to shecht his son. And v'also moilu, there Yitzchak had a shame a korban oila. To have siv, because right after that the pasuk says vayaleu li oila tachas benoi. That Avraham Avinu brought the ayah for korban oila instead of his son. So see, his son was supposed to be a korban oila, and he used a sakin. So from here we learn out that oila needs a sakin, and we learn out all other kachim, the shechita has to be done with a kli, not with stam a reed, not with something sharp, but it has to be a kli. Mincha, when the pasuk says the word mincha, what do we learn out? What's the hekesh to mincha? That ma mincha, just like a mincha, is ein mechel zel zikhoi kuna, only a male kohen can eat from it, not a nekeva, not benois Israel. The pasuk says kol zocho, is afkol all other kachim ein necholim el zichvekuna, at least by kachik kadoshim. So when it says my, which other korban are we learning out from the mincha to say it's only for zichvekuna? Ichat esviyot.